Hey, what's up, people? It's your girl Charity on Midnight Tales. So the last time I was here, I told you I promised you I was going to tell you a story about myself, something I encountered sometime last year in May. So I told you that there's this interview I was supposed to attend in a school somewhere. So there's something funny about this interview. You see, when you apply for a job, so there's this job I applied for on Facebook, right? On Facebook. So it was a school. They were looking for a drums teacher. So here I was, I applied for the interview, and the funny thing is I got called to go for the interview the next day. But the funny thing is I have never ever played the drum set in my entire life. So here I was asking myself, what next? What the hell am I going to do on the interview? So I thought, so that night I just spent the whole night on YouTube trying to figure out what to do. Like, I taught myself one or two things about drums. At least I knew parts of the drum set. I knew a few beats on the drums. I thought I was set for the interview. So the next day I woke up early, went to the interview at some school somewhere in Utawala. So the secret to nailing an interview, let me tell you guys, is arriving on the interview location early. So I arrived around 10 minutes earlier. This helps for those guys who go for interviews. Arriving on the interview location earlier helps you to identify to where you're in, like familiarize yourself with the location, at least it helps to reduce the tension. So I arrived around 10 minutes earlier. So about 10 minutes later, the interviewer, the guy who was supposed to interview me, just came, and there was some middle-aged man there, like about 30, in the mid-30s, around 34 years old. We introduced each other, then we went to the music room. Drum roll. Let me tell you what happened. So we went to the music room. So the guy told me that, show me what you got, Charity. Show me what you can do with the drums. Tell me. Show me. I want to see what you can do with the drums. As confident as I am, I walked and sat on the drum set. On the stool. That's some part of the drum set. At least I knew. On the stool. Took the sticks. And the next 5 minutes, what took place in the next 5 minutes on that room, nobody is supposed to not happen, because it was a disaster. I'm telling you, it was so bad, so work. Like, that guy told me, never do that anyway again. But so he asked me, Charity, you know, you told me that in your application you've ever played the drum set. We've been playing the drum set rather for 3 years. So I had to come clean to the guy. I had to tell him I have never as much as even touched a drum stick in my entire life. I don't know what a drum set is. I've never played the drum set ever in my entire life. But you know what happened next? The guy was like impressed. I was shocked, by the way. He was impressed by me. Surprisingly, he was impressed. He told me, I like your attitude. He told me, I like your personality. I like people who are darers, risk takers. He told me that I was a good risk taker. I took a chance on myself. And he promised me that for that, for being a risk taker and believing in myself, he's going to give me a chance. Like, who does that? In our world of today, no one does that. So this guy here, who doesn't know me, was here going ready to give me a second chance. And I promised him one thing, that I'm going to teach myself the drum set, and then I'm going to teach those students the drum set. And just like that, people, I got the job. I got the job. So I was given the job, yeah, but I left there knowing one thing. I needed the drum set classes more than those students that I was supposed to teach. So I had to be determined, but I have to say I was proud of myself. Like, I took a chance on myself and I took a huge risk, but it later paid off. So as I tell you this story today, I'm a good drum set player. I'm a good drummer, I guess. I'm a good drummer. Let me put it that way. I'm a good drummer, yeah. So that just, if you are listening to me somewhere, sitting somewhere, that's something I think it can encourage you, that to be a risk taker, take a chance on yourself, do things that you've never done, never know what will happen, you never know. Yeah, so I think that risk was worth it. Wasn't it? I think it was, for me, I think it was worth it. What do you think? Was it worth it? Tell me what you think. Hit me up. Tell me what you think about this experience of mine and feel free to share yours. Thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe to my podcast, Midnight Tales by Charity. Thanks for listening. Bye.